Before we get to the tasting, I need to point out that there is an ancient ocean trapped beneath the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia. At the J.Q. Dickinson Salt Works, 600 million-year-old salt water from the Iapetus Ocean is pumped out of the ground. Owner Nancy Bruns is actually a seventh-generation salt maker, but she didn't realize the significance of her family until her husband was researching local history for his master's thesis.
He was learning all about the salt industry, and while I knew the family had been in salt, I didn't know a lot about it.
Nancy was already involved in the culinary food industry, and while she and her husband were learning the industry's past in West Virginia, she also began noticing the rising trends in gourmet salt across the country.
It just struck me as an aha moment that we needed to be making salt again. It just made sense in so many different ways. So I called my brother and said, "Lewis, I think I have an idea for business. I'd really like you to partner with me and do this." And he said yes, and here we are.
Nancy and her brother Lewis revived their family's 200-year-old salt works. A geologist helped them drill a new pump. They built solar-powered evaporation houses where the salt crystals take about 3 weeks to separate from the salty brine.
I think of salt in a similar way to wine, where you taste the terroir of what's coming from the ground. So we consider our salt an agricultural product, which is really an expression of the minerals that are in the earth.
Nancy and her brother are now selling about 500 pounds of salt a month. Chefs from Nashville to Baltimore have begun using it, and restaurants in West Virginia, like Cafe Cimino in Sutton, have begun cooking and serving Dickinson salt too. Another favorite customer is Chef April Hamilton, who was named a Food Revolution hero by celebrity chef Jamie Oliver for her work helping kids in Kanawha County eat healthier.
So our sweet potatoes just came out of the oven, these little roasted golden nuggets. I mean, it's just off the charts delicious, so fresh, a little bit of olive oil and local salt. I'm telling you, local salt and roasted for a half hour, beautiful, delicious.
To help J.Q. Dickinson celebrate their one-year anniversary, April helped prepare a dinner at the farm last week. The main course was slow-roasted, salt-rubbed pork shoulders, which came from Gardner Farms in Waverly, West Virginia. The pork was served with a barbecue sauce made of local maple syrup and smooth Ambler bourbon. Many of the other dishes were made from local produce that April collected from farms nearby. She says that with salt, it's about finding the right balance and paying attention to the subtle flavors. Like this simple salad, made from fresh tomatoes with just a dash of Dickinson salt.
I'm calling it Jewel Box Tomato Salad. Chad Smith from West Virginia Homegrown Farms has the most delightful, delicious little tomatoes about the size of a marble. They'll just be rinsed and tossed with olive oil and some J.Q. Dickinson salt. I mean, they just burst with flavor and natural sweetness and sunshine. I mean, they just like taste the sunshine. So good.
And this sunshine bursting flavor is released thanks to a salt from an underground ocean that lies beneath the mountains of West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Malden.